Would everyone in the Senate please rise, as well as the gallery and our guests, please rise for a prayer by our Reverend, followed by the pledge and the national anthem. A bit of housekeeping, I would ask everyone to silence their phones this morning, this afternoon, please. And Senate rules normally do not allow flash photography, but today, on a special day like this, we are going to waive the rules for photography. I would just ask you to be cognizant of each other and not get in each other's way if possible. We'll start with a prayer by our Reverend Gawk.
Father Michael Judd gave us this prayer. He says, Lord, take me where you want me to go. Let me meet those you want me to meet. Tell what you want me to say, and keep me out of your way. So, mighty God, as we begin a new session with new colleagues who join us in this privilege of participation as senators, help us all to be responsible and walk with integrity as we seek to provide legislation that is most helpful and needed to the people of Missouri. Help us to be good stewards of our time and the resources of our people. We pray that your spirit will guide us as we craft legislation that is important to us individually and for the people we serve. And may our lives be filled with purpose that makes our work here bring joy and a zest for each day, which finds us eager to be doing that which we were elected to do. And may we begin and end each day in reading your word and in prayer, giving thanks for this amazing opportunity. In your holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
I would ask the Boone County Fire Protection District to present the colors. Please remain standing. I pledge allegiance to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner thy head wear for the land of the free?
Please join me in showing our appreciation for the Boone County Fire Department and the very talented young men and ladies from Helias High School. The choir was from Elias High School here in Jefferson City. I lip-synced so that I didn't mess that up. The Senate rules from the 99th General Assembly, second regular session, will be the rules of the Missouri Senate until temporary or permanent rules are adopted. It may all be seated. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. For the benefit of the body, reporters from KOMU, the Jeff City News Tribune, St. Louis Public Radio, the Gasconade County Republican, KRCG, ABC 17, and the Columbia Daily Tribune have been granted permission to take video and pictures in the chamber.
Thank you, Senator. They shall be printed in the journal.
Mr. President, I'm sending forward the appointment of officers for the temporary organization, and I would ask that these be read.
Please send those appointments forward. Madam Secretary, please read the temporary organization.
Temporary officers: President Pro Tem Dave Schatz, Secretary of the Senate Adrian D. Kraus, Sergeant at Arms Bill Smith.
Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, without objection, the above named officers will stand as temporary officers until permanent officers are elected.
Hearing no objection, those officers shall be slated. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would you inquire of the Secretary if there are communications from the Secretary of State? And if so, please have them read.
There are messages from the Secretary of State. Madam Secretary, please read those messages.
State of Missouri Office of Secretary of State, to the Honorable Senate of the 100th General Assembly, first regular session of the State of Missouri, in compliance with Section 115.525, Revised Statutes of Missouri, I have the honor to lay before you herewith a list of the names of the members of the Senate of the 100th General Assembly, first regular session of the State of Missouri, elected at the November 8, 2016 general election and the June 5, 2018 special election and the November 6, 2018 general election. In testimony whereof, I hereunto set my hand and affix the official seal of my office this seventh day of January. J. Ashcroft, Secretary of State. Missouri State Senators elected November 6, 2018. Districts and names. Second, Bob Onder. Fourth, Carla May. Sixth, Mike Bernstetter. Eighth, Mike Searpoy. 10th, Jeannie Riddle. 12th, Dan Hageman. 14th, Brian Williams. 16th, Justin Dan Brown. 18th, Cindy O'Loughlin. 20th, Eric W. Burleson. 22nd, Paul Whelan. 24th, Jill Shoup. 26th, Dave Schatz. 28th, Sandy Crawford. 30th, Lincoln Huff. 32nd, Bill White. 34th, Tony Luchtemeyer. Missouri State Senators elected November 8th, 2016. District and name. 1, Scott Sifton. 3, Gary Romine. 5, Jamila Nasheed. 7, Jason Holzman. 9, S. Kiki Curls. 11, John Rizzo. 13, Gina Walsh. 15, Andrew Koenig. 17, Laura Narther. Special election held on June 5th, 2018, due to the resignation of Senator Ryan Silvey. 19, Caleb Rowden. 21, Denny Hoskins. 23, Bill Eigel. 25, Doug Glybala. 27, Wayne Wallingford. 29, David Sater. 31, Ed Emery. 33, Mike Cunningham.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. As is our custom here in the Senate, the newly elected senators will now be escorted to the dais to receive their oaths of office. We will begin with the newly elected senator from the 2nd District, Senator Bob Onder, who will be escorted by Senator Scott Sifton of the 1st District. The newly elected senator from the 4th District, Senator Carla May, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Gary Romine of the 3rd District. The newly elected senator from the 6th District, Senator Mike Bernskoetter, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Jamila Nasheed of the 5th District. The newly elected senator from the 8th District, Senator Mike Searpoy, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Jason Holzman of the 7th District. The newly elected senator from the 10th District, Senator Jeannie Riddle, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Kiki Curls of the 9th District. The newly elected senator from the 12th District, Senator Dan Hageman, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator John Rizzo of the 11th District. The newly elected senator from the 14th District, Senator Brian Williams, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Gina Walsh of the 13th District. The newly elected senator from the 16th District, Justin Brown, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Andrew Koenig of the 15th District. The newly elected senator from the 18th District, Senator Cindy O'Loughlin, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Lauren Arthur of the 17th District. Mr. President, the Majority Floor Leader makes the last introduction, so we will temporarily skip the newly elected senator from the 20th. We will move to the newly elected senator from the 22nd District, Senator Paul Wieland, who will be escorted by Senator Denny Hoskins, 21st District. The newly elected senator from the 24th District, Senator Jill Shoup, will now be escorted by Senator Bill Eigel of the 23rd District. The newly elected senator from the 26th District, Senator Dave Schatz, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Doug Leibla of the 25th District. The newly elected senator from the 28th District, Senator Sandy Crawford, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Wayne Wallingford of the 27th District. The newly elected senator from the 30th District, Senator Lincoln Huff, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator David Sater of the 29th District. The newly elected senator from the 32nd District, Bill White, Senator Bill White, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Ed Emery of the 31st District. The newly elected senator from the 34th District, Senator Tony Luchtmeyer, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Mike Cunningham of the 33rd District. Last but not least, the senator from the 19th will escort the newly elected senator from the 20th, Senator Eric Burleson.
The oath of office will now be administered by Judge George W. Draper III of the Missouri Supreme Court.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ladies and gentlemen, would you raise your right hand? Repeat after me. I, please state your name, do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States and of the state of Missouri, and faithfully perform the duties of my office, and that I will not knowingly receive directly or indirectly any money or other valuable thing for the performance or non-performance of any act or duty pertaining to my office other than compensation allowed by law. So help me God. Congratulations to you all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll of the 100th Missouri General Assembly State Senate.
Senators Arthur, here. Bernsgetter, here. Brown, here. Burleson, here. Searpoy, Crawford, here. Cunningham, here. Curls, here. Igel, here. Emery, here. Higeman, here. Holzman, here. Hoskins, here. Huff, here. Koenig, here. Leibla, here. Luchtemeyer, here. May, here. Nasheed, here. O'Loughlin, here. Onder, here. Riddle, here. Rizzo, here. Romine, here. Rowden, here. Sater, here. Schatz, here. Shoup, here. Sifton, here. Wallingford, here. Walsh, here. White, here. Whelan, Williams.
Here. Quorum has been established. The Senate of the first regular session of the 100th General Assembly is duly convened. Senator President. From Boone County.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of resolutions, and I ask that you recognize me for a resolution.
Hearing no objection, Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. I'm sending it forward, and I ask that it be read.
Send your resolution forward. Madam Secretary, please read the resolution.
Senate Resolution Number 1. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 100th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, first regular session, that the rules adopted by the 99th General Assembly, second regular session, as amended, insofar as they are applicable, be adopted as the temporary rules for the control of the deliberations of the Senate of the 100th General Assembly, first regular session, until permanent rules are adopted.
Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the resolution be adopted.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. Does anyone wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator from Boone, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President.
All in favor of adopting the resolution, say by aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution has been adopted. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that the Senate proceed to perfect its organization.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. Does anyone desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
All in favor of the motion from the Senator from the Boone, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. We have perfected the organization. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move to nominate Senator David Schatz for President Pro Tem.
Senator from the 13th.
I move to second that nomination with the Senator from Franklin's many years of experience in this building, his strong commitment to community, family, and faith, and in accordance with the bipartisan traditions of this body, I am pleased to second that nomination.
You've heard the motions from the Senator from Boone and the 13th. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Ernstgetter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtmeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Loughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
By your vote of 34-0, you have elected Senator Dave Schatz as your next Senate Pro Tem. Senator Schatz. Senator from the 13th will be escorting the Senator from Franklin County to the dais. It is my honor to welcome the Honorable Lawrence O. Davis to the dais.
Repeat after me.
I, David Schatz,
do solemnly swear or affirm,
do solemnly swear or affirm,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States and of the State of Missouri,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the State of Missouri,
and faithfully perform the duties of my office,
and faithfully perform the duties of my office,
and that I will not knowingly receive,
and I will not knowingly receive,
directly or indirectly,
directly or indirectly,
any money or other valuable thing,
any money or valuable thing,
for the performance or non-performance,
for the performance or non-performance,
of any act or duty pertaining to my office,
of any act or duty pertaining to my office,
other than the compensation allowed by law,
other than the compensation allowed by law,
so help me God,
so help me God.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Judge. Before I start my comments, I wanted to say a word about my friend Judge Davis. As Senator Leibler alluded to my passion about the outdoors, Judge Davis has a passion turkey hunting. You know that that's part of my passion. And so my earliest days, family friend Judge Davis, turkey hunting was a part of how I became to know him. That's why he's here. I appreciate him taking time out of his schedule. His wife's in Florida. He stayed back so that he could participate in this ceremony. And I truly appreciate that, Judge Davis, for the honor of doing that. So thank you, Judge Davis. So. Friends, colleagues, and guests, good afternoon. I'm humbled to be speaking here from this dais today, the first day of the 100th General Assembly as the Senate Pro Tem. Before we begin, let us recognize the honored guests who have joined us today. We have with us Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe, the Honorable Supreme Court Justice George W. Draper III, and also, again, the Honorable Judge Larry Davis, senators and guests. We all come here from different backgrounds. We also have many varied policy preferences, and we often have competing priorities. But we're all here because we felt called to serve our communities, and we're able to serve because of the support of our families. At this time, I'd like to thank my family and all of yours for making that service possible through their sacrifice. I will recognize my family because of their tremendous support that they've given me throughout my years of service here. As you've seen, my wife, Shara, my son, David, his wife, Stephanie, I wish they would stand over here. My grandchildren, Caden, Nolan, and Tyson, I don't know if they're in the chamber. My daughter, Devin, is here. She's over here, yes. Her husband, Woody, is not here today, and their son, William, is not here today. But I also have my daughters, Daly and Dana, if they would stand as well. This is my family. And being away from our loved ones is the hardest part of this job. We owe it to them to make the most of our time here, to build a better Missouri for our children and our grandchildren. As I embark on the opportunity to serve each of you as pro tem, I'm reminded of the lessons learned through the decades of working in my family's small business. Our business is like thousands of others throughout this state. We work together to provide for our customers, and through the dignity of our own hard work, our employees also support their families and care for their loved ones and provide opportunities to their children that they never would have dreamed of. We've had successes, we've had setbacks, we've celebrated professional and personal achievements as family. We've supported one another through tragedy as well. Through it all, we've relied upon one another as family. The same hallmarks of our small business successes have preserved this institution through our state's good days and bad. In the Senate, our success relies on our collegial relationships and deliberative debate. Romans 12:18 tells us that if possible, so long as it depends upon me, I will live at peace with everyone. The key is there that the peace depends upon us. This will be my guiding principle as I seek to serve and the honor the trust that each of you have placed in me. There will be many debates, many long nights in the coming months. But we should never lose sight that we're called to this place in the name of public service. We can disagree without being disagreeable. It's a choice that we must consciously make every day. The work that we do here isn't glamorous. It often attracts harsh and sometimes hurtful feedback, but it's important work nevertheless. The faith of our constituents have placed in us is immense. We have a responsibility to look them beyond those differences and find common ground. When I find myself feeling frustrated in this chamber, I look at the front of these desks as I am right now, and I see district numbers on them and not our own names. And I'm reminded that we're here for our constituents and not to serve ourselves. Each and every day, we owe it to the people of Missouri to remain committed to our shared priorities. That is great schools, good jobs, safe communities. We must work to reduce the burden of government by promoting reforms to our regulatory, our tort, and our tax system to ensure Missouri can compete in the 21st century economy. We will pass a fiscally responsible and balanced budget, and we will work to ensure that our shared priorities like education and infrastructure receive the investment that they deserve. We face an economy that is very different from the one that many of us grew up in. Advanced practical skills are the ticket to the middle class and economic prosperity. We need to invest in the citizens of our state by offering training opportunities, regardless of age or experience. And any Missourian that wants to better themselves through hard work and education should not have their state, they should have their state as an ally and not as a hindrance. So when we look back on this session, it will not be measured by the quantity of legislation that we have passed, but it will be measured by the quality of legislation that we pass. And it also would be measured by the number of lives that we have impacted here. We face many challenges in the year ahead, but I rest a little easier knowing that this body has nearly two centuries of history to call upon. The traditions and decorum of the institution deserve our respect and passionate defense. And I appreciate my ability to speak my mind plainly. Maybe sometimes I speak a little too plainly, but I also have the ability to allow my fellow senators to do the same. I appreciate the great wisdom that I picked up listening to our debates and the growth that comes from working together. I appreciate the hard work of our Senate staff in front of us here. They are true public servants who spend many long days and late nights keeping us on track and moving us forward. We need to give them an applause, please, for the work that they do. As my predecessor before me, I am not one for long speeches, so I will not leave you with one final thought. It's not original, but it has been repeated in this chamber often because of its power and plain truth. What I consider to be the unofficial motto of this chamber is inscribed upon this wall up here. Free and fair discussion will ever be found the firmest friend to the truth. Let us remember this in the days and months to come, and let us work together to make Missouri better for every person who calls it home. May God bless our work, and may God bless the great state of Missouri. Thank you.
Senator from Franklin.
Mr. President, I now nominate for the Secretary of Senate, Adrian Krause, and the Sergeant of Arms, Bill Smith.
You've heard. You've heard the motion from the senator from Franklin County. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Hearing none, senator is recognized to close on the motion for Adrian Krause.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close on the nomination of Adrian Krause.
Thank you, Senator. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernskeeter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Laughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sipton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
By your vote of 34 aye and 0 no, you have elected Adrian Krause as Secretary of the Senate. Senator from Franklin County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Jumped the gun a little bit there, but I now nominate the Sergeant of Arms, Bill Smith.
You've heard the motion from the senator from Franklin. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, Senator, you're recognized to close.
I close.
Senator from Franklin renews his motion for the election of Bill Smith of Sergeant of Arms. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senators Arthur, Bernskeeter, Brown, Burleson, Searpoy, Crawford, Cunningham, Curls, Igel, Emery, Hageman, Holzman, Hoskins, Huff, Koenig, Leibla, Luchtemeyer, May, Nasheed, O'Laughlin, Onder, Riddle, Rizzo, Romine, Rowden, Sater, Schatz, Shoup, Sifton, Wallingford, Walsh, White, Whelan, Williams.
By your vote of 34 aye and 0 no, you have elected Bill Smith as the Senate Sergeant of Arms. If Bill and Adrian could approach the dais, I am honored again to welcome Judge George W. Draper III to administer the oath.
No comment. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go back to the order of business of resolutions. Thank you, Mr. President. I have a resolution. I'm sending it forward, and I ask that it be read.
Senate Resolution Number 2, be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate of the first regular session of the 100th General Assembly is duly convened and is now in session and ready for consideration of business. Be it further resolved that the Secretary of the Senate notify the House of Representatives that the Senate is now organized with the election of the following named officers: President Pro Tem Dave Schatz, Secretary of Senate Adrian D. Kraus, Sergeant at Arms Bill Smith.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that resolution be adopted. Thank you, Mr. President. I close. Thank you, Mr. President. In accordance with Section 9.141 of the Revised Statutes of Missouri, will you please have the Bill of Rights read?
Madam Secretary, please read the Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights, Amendments 1 through 10 of the Constitution. Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Amendment 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Amendment 3, no soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Amendment 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against reasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Amendment 5, no person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia, when in actual service in time of war or public danger, nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the Senate of the state and district wherein the crime shall be committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Amendment 7, in suits at common law, where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise re-examined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Amendment 8, excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Amendment 9, the enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Amendment 10, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution nor prohibited by it to the states and reserved to the states respectively or to the people.
Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business of introduction of guests.
Hearing no objection, the order of business shall be introduction of guests. Senator from the 24th, Senator, I heard on the floor today.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I am proud to have with me here today to witness this wonderful ceremony many friends from back home, several of whom traveled together on a bus to get here. I want to start with my husband of 32 years, who you heard about a little bit earlier today, Mark Shoup, who is in the upper chamber. And also here today with me is my sister, Joy Seltzer, who has joined us on the Senate floor. And then I'm going to list a bunch of other wonderful friends who have joined us here today. So also Lynn Dean, Liz Dean, if you guys will kind of wave, Farrellyn Hale, Mark Levinson, Mary Neal, Taylor Paquette, Mark and Marcia Shankman, Rebecca and Michael Schofield, Dan Schwent, Randy Weiss, Bill Weiss, Bob Green, Will Bolden, and Gary Hollingsworth. Please, Mr. President, join me in making them all feel welcome.
I, too, would like to welcome some guests with me that came a long way to witness this very moment. I would like to start off with introducing my parents, Perry May and Henry May, who is with me. I would like to introduce my aunt, Maria Cooley, who is the epitome of class. I would like to introduce my uncle, Archie Wayne, my son, Brandon Jones, a friend of the family's, Annie. And if I turn around, it's a whole clan in the gallery. My sister, Roz, my brother, Greg, my cousins, my friend Annette, Diane, Janine. If I miss you guys, forgive me, but it's a whole clan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guests, please. Thank you, Mr. President. I would like to introduce a dear friend that began this journey in the legislature with me 10 years ago, Rosemary Augustine from my district, who was my campaign manager all the way through, as well as my dear friend and teacher of the year and nation and everything else, is also here to be part of this celebration. Wanted to welcome Mrs. Robertson as well. And a point of personal privilege quickly. I needed to clarify something, Mr. President, on this first day of the 100th General Assembly. You dubbed me the Queen of Callaway when I entered the Senate due to a legislative bill. But I have been informed that the senator from the 9th is the, and she's not in here, the true queen of the Senate, as she has more seniority than any of us in this room, in the Senate. And to, in addition to that, our minority leader, I would say, is also a very special queen, and she is a stateswoman. And then one final official title that hasn't been used before. From Our new president pro tem is married to the official saint of the Senate. She has to be share of the saint because she's been up here cooking fish for us all these times and desserts. And so when you see share of the saint, please greet her. She has to be to put up with my colleague and friend next door. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. On my right and your left, in the chairs in front of the dais, are my wife, Allison, and my mother-in-law, Sharon Kovac. And on the side benches in the same direction are my children, Bobby, Elizabeth, and Michael. I'd ask that this body make them feel welcome. Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President, Mr. President, introduction of special guests. Here on the floor is my lovely wife, whose birthday was yesterday. With her is my two daughters, our daughters, Reese and Aubrey. Also on the floor are my parents, Danny and Linda Burleson, and my brother, Nick. And also a friend of the family who is Kobe Collins. In the upper gallery are many friends, including my father-in-law and mother-in-law, Dwayne and Carol Hamilton. My fishing buddy and hunting buddy, Matt Madura. And my good friends from church, Tad and Annie Buchanan, and our pastor, Chad and Tasha Blanson. And I'd ask the body to please make them feel welcome today.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of special guest. Thank you, Mr. President. Also with us here today, I'm very proud to have my father-in-law and my brother-in-law, Jack and Chuck Cuneo, up here in the upper gallery. They can wave up there. I have my sister-in-law as well, Carmen Bartolotta. Unfortunately, I hate to say this, but my future brother-in-law sitting beside her, Ed Toon, is here. And my good friend in here and in the chamber with me and my person that's been with me through this whole journey, Don Koppelman, is with us as well. So I would make the body make them feel welcome, please.
President. Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, introduction of special guests. Mr. President, it gives me great pleasure today to introduce from the great northwest part of the state my lovely wife, Fran Hageman, my son, Joshua Hageman, my son, Joseph Hageman, to your left and our right, and his friend, Brianna Bree Vogelsmeyer from Concordia, Missouri. And also have many guests and friends from within and without the 12th Senatorial District here to celebrate with us as well. I would ask the body to welcome them all to the Capital City today.
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce special guests. Thank you, sir. Today with me, I'd like to introduce my wife of nearly 47 years, Connie Sirkoy, is not a stranger to this building. She was here before me, and I was fortunate she came back with me today for this special occasion. Also, my brother and sister-in-law, Jerry and Sue Sirkoy, are sitting on the bench on your left and my right. I've also got some friends here in the upper gallery. I have Nola Wood and Cindy Bell and Mary Hill. I ask the body to please make them feel welcome.
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce special guests. Thank you, Mr. President. First of all, I would like to introduce my husband, John, and my sister, Dr. Tama Franklin, who are sitting down here on the floor. I also have several friends in the upper gallery and on the sides, but I wanted to mention two people specifically. Former State Representative Sue Entlicker is over here on the side, and Senator Morris Westfall is up in the gallery. So would you please make them feel welcome.
for everyone that's watching, the rules to this body of government is extremely convoluted. So be patient with us. But I do want to recognize a couple honored guests. Clearly, this is my first time around, so it's going to be a lot longer than some of the re-elects. But let's get it going. So first, I want to recognize my mom, who's here, Carol Jackson. She's over there. Stand up, Mom. Also, like to recognize my grandparents who are also here, Willis Dean and Herbert Williams, who's right here to the right. And then next to them is my partner, Lindsay Schuessler in blue. And then also, I have to recognize some other folks, my Aunt Tracy and Uncle David Martin, who are in the stands up there. I also like to recognize Lindsay's parents, Rich and Dawn Schuessler, Alderwoman from Northwood, Shirley Johnson, my Aunt Hazel Brachley, my cousin Chris and Felicia Robinson, my good friend John Cross, who is here, my best friend Chris Evans, Leonard Johnson, and his wife Naisha Bailey. I would also like to recognize Alderman Joe Metz, Alderman from University City, Wayne Smotherson, my mayor back home in University City, Terry Crow, Councilman Jeff Hells, and his partner Brian Burkett. I also like to recognize Christy Griffin, Richard Schuessler Jr., which is Lindsay's brother, who's also there as well. I'd like to also recognize a little one up there in pink, Adara and family, who's also here, and her dad, Albert, who was actually Teacher of the Year here in the state of Missouri. And then also like to recognize my good friends and constituents, Linda and Mark Eggers. And last but not least, my pseudo-constituent, Lieutenant Governor Mike Kehoe. Thank you so much.
Let's welcome the guests of the Senate of the 14th District. Senator from Newton County.
Mr. President, to introduce a special guest, please.
Please proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I would like to introduce my wife of 44 years, Margaret Nichols, my daughter, Jara, my other daughter, Brandy, her husband, Eric, my son, Jesse. I have some very good friends up in the gallery and down here on the floor. I want to thank them all for all the work and the effort to help me get here.
Please help me welcome the guests of the Senator of Newton County. The new and improved Senator from Phelps County.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have some special guests I'd like to introduce.
Proceed.
To my right, your left, my father, Senator Dan Brown, my mother, Kathy Brown. To my front, my wife, Laura Brown, and my daughter, Kennedy Brown. And somewhere behind me, my two sons, Tristan Brown and Brody Brown. And I also have some very special friends in the upper gallery, Mark and Dana Havens, Charles Bassett, Clark Harris, my brother-in-law, Brad Sherrill, my sister, Danette Sherrill, my niece, Maya Sherrill, and my nephew, Rio Sherrill, Hannah Strain, Mackenzie Portell, and Braden Titty. Thank you.
Let's welcome the guests in the center from Phelps County. The junior senator from the 6th District.
Thank you, Mr. President. You're doing a great job up there.
That's not an appropriate comment, Senator.
First, I would like to introduce my lovely wife, Jeanette, over on the side, and my children, Krista, Kyle, and Luke, down here on the floor, and my mom and dad out here in the front, mom and dad, Charlie and Millie. And I got my son up in the upper gallery, Brian, my brother Bill, my sister Jeannie and her husband Doug are in the upper gallery, my brother Jim's in the upper gallery with his daughter Kelsey, my goddaughter Kelsey, and my aunt Norma and Uncle Charlie are up in the upper gallery too. And most of my guests did not have to drive very far, but I'd still like you to welcome them.
Thank Let's
you.
Welcome the guests to the Senate of the 6th District.
Yes, sir.
Senator from Platt, what reason do you rise?
President, I rise for the introduction of special guests.
Proceed.
Yes, Mr. President. On the floor, we have with us today my beautiful wife, Lucinda Luchtmeyer. Sitting next to her is my mother, Denise Luchtmeyer. Along the wall, to my left, your right, my father, Terry Luchtmeyer, my grandfather, Tony Luchtmeyer, and up in the In the gallery, we have my niece, Madeline Grace Lane, along with my sister, Katie Lane. And then also up in the gallery, Mr. President, we have my sister, Angela Clouser, and her son, Emery Clouser. I'd also like to welcome to my left or right, Mr. President, my in-laws, Robin and John Housley. Please join me in making them feel welcome.
Let's welcome the guests from the Center from Platt. Senator from Greene County.
I didn't know if you saw me there, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce a few special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. With us, with me today, is both of my sons, William Pfeiffer, who may or may not be helping me break some Senate rules on the floor right now, and our other son, Samuel Truman, who is currently being held by my father, Dr. David Huff. My parents are here, David and Linda Huff. My sister and her husband joined us, Ron and Olivia, and both of their kids, Max and Maddie. Got some friends from Greene County that made the trek up here, Jeff and Cora Scott, I know are sitting behind me, and our county administrator from Greene County, Mr. Chris Coulter. I'd ask that the body make them all feel very welcome.
Let's welcome the center, guests of the center from Greene County. Introduction of guests. The senator from Butler, for what reason do you rise?
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduce special guest.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. With us today, we have Mr. Herman Stiles from Poplar Bluff. We also have Pastor Jamie Jones and Darren Jones from Caruthersville. We also have Samuel Reinhardt, our new intern from Steele, Missouri. We also have my wife here today with us, Mr. President. And we have Grammy Award-winning songwriter Billy Yates is with us today. And Nadia Cole, who just a few minutes ago, a little while ago, sang the national anthem over in the House. So I wish everybody give them all a great big round of applause.
Let's welcome the guests, the senator from Butler County. Introduction of guests. Senator from Webster.
Introduction of special guests, please.
Proceed.
Mr. President. Mr. President, I have two different groups here. I'd like to do one group and then one person after that. Sitting off to, or standing off to our left is our doctor of the day, Dr. Brian Biggers, and his son, Grayson. Dr. Biggers is from Marshfield. I watched him grow up. His brother worked for me. His wife worked for me. His parents are great customers in my supermarket. Great family. He was a doctor from my mother before passing. Just a really good guy. He gave up his day, and he brought Grayson up here. I'd like for the body to make them feel welcome. And then in the upper gallery, we have Joe Chadwell. Joe Chadwell's a really good friend of mine. He's a former Wright County clerk until just a couple days ago. A man of true integrity. Everybody in the county loves him. He retired after 28 years of being circuit clerk. And I also have Joyce Savage here, who came down from Conway, Missouri, with her beautiful granddaughter in the upper gallery. And as a special guest, off to your right and to my left, I have a young lady, beautiful young lady, who's been at various Senate functions over the years, past 3 or 4 years. She's been, everybody pretty well knows her, but she has a new last name, and I'd like for the body to make welcome Nikki Cunningham.
Let's make the guests in the center from Webster feel welcome, as well as Mrs. Cunningham. Senator from Phelps, again.
Mr. President, I've made a huge mistake and a very embarrassing thing to me here on the first day of this this chamber, but I failed to introduce my mother-in-law. She is on my left, your right.
That is the number one rule in the Senate, Senator.
And on my, she was even on my list. So I just want to introduce my mother-in-law, Sherry Haven. She's been one of the most important people in my life for the last 23 years, and I'm so sorry. That will never happen again. Thank
Please
you.
Please make Mrs. Haven feel welcome. Introduction of guests. Senator from the 18th District.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce some of my special guests.
Proceed.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have all four of my sons here, Brian, his wife, Shyla, Casey, his wife, Amy, Andy and Alex, I don't know where they are. My husband, Russell, is somewhere in the front row. My sister, Jane Thompson. They've all worked very hard for me, and I have a lot of friends and guests in the upper gallery, and I'd appreciate your making them welcome.
Let's welcome the guests from Shelby County. Introduction of guests. Senator from Boone County.
Thank you, Mr. President. Here in just a moment, I'm going to make a recess motion for 10 minutes. We're going to recess until 1:35.
Senator, did you want to go to the order of business of announcements?
Yeah, we just did that.
We were on introduction of guests.
Yeah, yes, Mr. President. I'd like to go to the order
Without
business
objection,
of announcements.
Senator, go to the order of business of announcements. Senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an announcement. You already heard it, so... here in just a moment, I do plan to recess for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We'll go till 1:35. We're going to get the chairs cleared out, and we will come back. Friends and family can exit the chamber. When we reconvene, we will read pre-filed bills, take in messages from the governor, and receive a message from the House that will require a vote for the senators. We will need a quorum, and this will to adopt the HCR that will allow us to go over into the House and take our joint picture for the 100th General Assembly. Thank you, Mr. President.
The order of business is announcements. Hearing none, Senator from Boone.
Mr. President, I move the Senate stand in recess until 1:35 p.m. this day.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Boone County. All those in favor of that motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The Senate shall stand in recess until 1:35 p.m. this day.